Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties.
Enjoy the episode.
Hi guys, welcome back to We Just Met. I'm Haley.
I'm Antonia.
And I'm Kiara.
And we're back with another episode. Kiara, do you want to explain this week's topic?
Yes. Yeah, so this week we're discussing, it was a trend on TikTok. We're going to talk about things that would put 2020 us into a coma. So basically things that we wouldn't believe, 2020 us would not believe that has happened now, what we're doing now, the past, well, like 3 years since basically COVID started. So yeah.
Okay, you start us off.
I don't really understand the trend, so we're going to
have
to...
I've got some stuff, but I feel like Kiara came up with it, so I feel like she has some good stuff.
Okay, I'll give you guys an example. So, like, things that would send 2020 me into a coma is that I have a boyfriend. Like, that's,
that
like...
That was my first one, too.
Like, first example, you know what I mean?
Yours could be that you're...
Yeah. Well, I was single in COVID too. So
2020,
I was single. 2021, I was not.
Oh,
so technically, yeah. If I was in COVID and I looked at myself now, I'd be, girl, get on it. Like, you're still single, girl.
That was my first one. It was like, you have a boyfriend, but it's like the same guy from high school. Like,
it finally worked it out.
Yeah.
It's like, I would now. Yeah, now it's like, oh, it's so normal. But 2020 me, she was down bad. Like, she was deep.
Over him? Like, were you talking at that time?
No. Like, I'm saying, like, I had no idea. I literally had no idea who he was. Like, I met him the following year, like 2021. But like, 2020 me was just like, it was COVID. Like, sad, couldn't see anyone. I was like, oh, I'm lonely. Like, some of my friends had boyfriends, so they were like still kind of hanging out. And I was just like on my ones.
Yeah.
But... That's the first example. Like, another one that would, like, something that would send 2020 me into a coma is that I can easily fall asleep by 10 o'clock. Like,
really?
I was literally staying up until, like, 3 in the morning. Like, you know, really? It was FaceTime. Like, we were all on FaceTime.
I like, 3, but, like, I find I'll get in bed early, but I guess I just am not tired enough. But I do need to start getting on top of that, because sleep would definitely help me out a lot.
Yeah, I don't go to bed until like 3 every day, so
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, I literally,
that used to be me, but like now I literally just get in bed and I'm like, I just like, I'll just lay there and then I just fall asleep. If I'm watching a show, I just fall asleep. I'm in bed, I'm happy to be in bed by like 9 o'clock on a weeknight. Even on like a Saturday night, if I'm really not doing anything, I'll be in bed sleeping. Everyone's out partying, and I just wake up the next day.
My prime time is like 2 a.m. Like, if I need any school or anything done, 2 a.m. perfect time, because nobody's up. Well, some people.
No
are
one's
up.
There to distract you.
Oh, and you just go.
That used to be me, but I felt like that really messed up my sleep schedule. That I was like more tired during the day. I was like not affected my mood, but yeah, 2020.
Okay, I have another one. Are we ready? Okay, so if 2020 me saw how much my nails could grow once I was on biochem,
that's so good.
Literally, Kiara's showing me, and I'm like, what is life? Like, I need to go get. I'm getting them done today because they're way too long now.
I'm telling you.
People are like, are those acrylic? And I'm like, no, babe.
They're real.
They're gel. Come on now. See, I remember Kiara first told me about this. I was like, real? And she was like, no, they are. Because, like, the shape is so, like, a fake nail, you know?
Yeah.
But changed my life.
Is that your nails?
Yeah. People literally think that I joke and I lie. I'm like, no. And then, like, one of my friends has fake nails. And she's like, why do your nails like curl like that? Like, why aren't they straight? I'm like, because they're real. Like, that's how they naturally grow. So, like, when they grow out really long, they look like claws and like kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
But like, they're not.
The only thing
like...
that kind of sucks is when I get them done, like, I ask them to cut them short shorter, whatever, so that, like, you know, because then they're gonna grow out, but then,
yeah,
I want them to look, yeah, longer, but
yeah,
like,
sometimes I leave them a little bit long, but then it's too long. But like, if I, yeah, if I have a good length, like now I've gone like my New Year's nails, I literally got before
Valentine's
Christmas.
Day.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, like my New Year's nails I got way before Christmas, and then I had them until like the end of January, and they were
I'll
so
get them
long.
longer if I know that I'm going to get them filled sooner, you know?
I see what you're saying.
But anyways, so that, and then another thing is me dyeing my hair. I never would have thought, because even in 2020, I didn't get it until 2021, my first hair, like, dye, highlights, whatever it was. And then I, like, fully went for it, that my recent thing, and it was a blowout. Like, I was so, they're so terrible.
Not happy. She's
no,
not
it,
happy.
It looks good
happy
now,
about
but,
her
like,
hair.
In the moment, I was like, what did I do? Like,
yeah.
You never wanted,
I told
like,
you that you were going to feel better about it. And literally, she snapped to me. She's like, I feel like you. I think I look like you with my highlights.
Because I was like, oh my God, I got the blonde like you. And I didn't even think it was going to be that blonde, but, like, whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of shocking at first, but Haley, do you have anything up
I
on
guess
your
that you
mind?
Went brunette and then back to blonde.
That I went through a full color change and I'm balding. Yeah, maybe. I never thought that was gonna happen. I had long hair, probably down to my ass.
No, you guys would never, like, chop your hair or, like, shave it, right?
No.
Not me either.
I've been wanting to
did
grow
chop
it out.
Originally, and then
my hair grows too slow.
Yeah, that's what happened. I chopped it and never grew back. Yeah. Really. So then now I'm just trying to grow it out.
The shortest haircut that I had was like maybe to like my collarbone, like a little bit longer than my collarbone, but because my hair's long, I was also a bit younger and like going through puberty still, like losing baby fat. So I just felt like Dora. Like, I did not like the look at all. And my hair was, like, a virgin, too. Like, hadn't been dyed, nothing. So I just did not like it.
No, going dark actually destroyed my hair. It wasn't going dark, but it was going back blonde. I, like, destroyed it.
It was
not worth it.
My blonde is growing out, and everyone tells me to go back to brunette. But then if I do that, like, if I just let it all grow out, then I have to start from, like, step one again.
That's,
and your
that's
hair is
what
like
I'm worried
yellowy
about.
Blonde when you first dye it, so I'm kind of.
Is mine?
No. Well,
no,
it goes
it.
In, but I think I didn't want icy blonde anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like it takes what I'm saying. Like it takes like what? Actually, right in when COVID first hit, I had just dyed my hair blonder, and like they went really blonde, like too blonde that I didn't want, and. So literally it was like for my grad photos and I had them so
Oh, that's the thing. I look back at my prom photos and I'm like, oh my God, my hair looked so good, like untouched, like the cut was perfect. But then I just know that I was unhappy with it at the time. So I was like, I knew I was eventually gonna dye it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
But here we are.
I was happy with my hair. I wasn't happy with my hair at the time, and now I look back and I'm like, I want that
really?
Back. Like,
yeah,
literally, I want that back.
I know.
So bad.
At the time, too, I was like, this is so short. Like, I want my hair to be so much longer. And now, it's not passing my, like, I don't know, armpits. Like, so, whatever.
No, another thing that I did not think would be happening because of COVID or since COVID is I quit gymnastics. I thought I was going to be doing it for way longer, and now I'm not doing it anymore.
Did you? I was going to say, I haven't seen, like, was that recent that you quit?
I quit.
I haven't seen videos in a long time.
No, I know. I quit at the beginning of September.
Of this year.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I haven't seen any, like, tumbles or nothing.
I know. I went to nationals in July, and then I went back for a little bit. And I told myself that if I, like, the way the levels work is, like, you have to, I was, like, level 5 novice national or whatever. And, like, there's only 7 levels. Like, so then 6 is, like, whatever, national, junior national, and then 7 is senior national, which is like whatever. Anyways, I told myself that if I didn't make level 6, because you have to hit a certain score, certain difficulty, whatever, that I would like quit, because like I don't want to do another year of 5 because COVID bricked everything over. So then I didn't qualify for 6, so then I was like, okay, honestly, no, like I'm done. It's too much of a time commitment. I was driving back and forth all the time.
So how do you feel about it though? Like, are you kind of sad or are you kind of relieved?
I'm like I don't know. Like, some days I look at it, I'm like, oh, I was so sick. I still am. I could do it. I still could do it. Like I could do it. Like, go back and
Yeah,
do it
well,
in my
you still
sleep.
have the skill. Like, you could still go and just prep, like, just for fun. Let's go to
Yeah.
Skyzone and just do some flips.
Okay, let's do it. But yeah, no, like, I miss it a lot, but I'm not like, I didn't, like, I had a little bit of a social life, but not really. Like, it was like weekends, like Saturday I would train or Sunday I would train. And it was
Yeah.
like Monday, Thursday, Saturdays. So, which is a lot less than when I did gymnastics, but yeah, no, I don't know. So, I would always be going back and forth, and it was just not like so much gas money, so much all this stuff that it was just like, for what? Like, I'm not like, obviously, I'm good, but I'm not like progressing the way I want to.
Yeah, that's kind of like how I was with soccer. I went from like, well, I was playing my whole life, then I went to rep, but then because of like shin splints, like playing on turf, like literally every other day, like for training, and just like, I mean, I got in a big argument with my coach and then ended up saying
Yeah.
bye. The whole team like fell apart, but like now I haven't played since like high school. And it's kind of sad because I don't even like, I wanted to join like a women's league like in the summer, but like I have no one to play with. I was gonna join a team with my friend. She told me about it, and then she was like, oh, she never said anything. And all of a sudden I see her season started. And I'm like, okay, dope.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm not gonna be on the team. But it was fun because I'm like, and then it gets your cardio up, like it's good. Like, sometimes I go with
Yeah.
my boyfriend and his friends when
Yeah.
they play, like just for fun. I'll spend like hours out there and it's so much fun.
My club, we've like obviously you finish out, what is it, U18, I guess, is your last year pretty much, because then it's
Yeah.
like university, whatnot. But obviously, because I was in Toronto, I still stuck with them, but then it kind of fell apart. So this winter, like I stopped. So that was the first time I like stopped since I started. But then they're picking it up again this summer. So I'm excited just to like, get back. Because I was like in my prime.
Soccer prime. Yeah. Yeah, no, guys, a fun fact about me, I can play any sport in the world but soccer. You cannot like I played soccer. Oh my gosh, I can't kick a soccer ball to save my life.
Really?
My foot,
You're like athletic.
and the
That's so
thing is
funny.
I get that all the time. Like, people are like, you look like a soccer player. Like, I guess I just have like a, I guess it's a player build or some shit. Like, I don't know. I guess it's the thunder thighs or something. I don't know. But they like think I play soccer, and I'm like, absolutely not. You cannot catch me play soccer. Like, I just can't kick the ball. I don't know how to do it.
That's funny. Like,
Yeah,
I can.
I used to be like, I was never like, I would always actually try and get out of doing like the cardio training and stuff because I just hated running. Like, I was a defender. I was like, screw this. I don't want to run around. So then sometimes I'd blame the shin splints, but for the most part,
Oh, I had
it
shin
would be
splints
the
too.
shins. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. For the most part, it was the shin splints, but a lot of the time I just didn't want to do the training.
Yeah.
But,
I know when they make you do your sprints.
another
Is that the
thing,
most, wait, is that the most common in injury in soccer? Shin splints, probably. probably.
Yeah, because it's
I
ankles.
don't think it's necessarily because of soccer. It's just like running. Yeah.
It's because of being on, like,
I think
playing
it's
on
the
the
most common
turf.
injury.
Okay.
Because
No, in just general.
turf versus grass, like, turf is like freaking like feels like concrete sometimes
Yeah.
because it's just like flat. But
Yeah. In gymnastics, everybody had like broken ankles and broken knees. Like, nobody's knees were
yeah.
together. They have always
Yeah.
got that thing where you have like your knee and then you have like the bump at the front. A massive bump.
Oh,
What injury
yeah.
is that? I have no
Wait, Anthony
idea.
has that. Oh,
Every single girl, and they'd have to get these things. We called them McDavids, but they're literally straps to go around the front of your knee so that, like, the bump, because the bump got so big.
Ooh.
I can't remember what it's called. My Zia had it too, and she
I'm
had to get
literally
it like
looking.
shaved
I'm literally
down.
looking at it up right now as we
But
speak.
okay, while she looks that up, another thing that would send me into a coma is that our friend group is like named after a food chain that I didn't try until 2020. Like,
Five Guys.
and that like our group is pretty solid.
Yeah, I would have
You never know what you're
never.
gonna get coming into like a new school and whatever, and we got.
We got pretty lucky, I would say. Having a consistent group. Are you guys?
Osgood
That's what it
Slatters,
is.
you're right.
Osgood Schlab. Yeah.
Conversation changer.
Sorry. Every single person at gymnastics had that injury. I don't know what it was. I was the only one out of my whole group who didn't have it. And I was like, oh.
Well, lucky you.
No, I was like, okay. I got the broken ankles, so.
Okay, well, speaking of friend groups, about how our group stuck yeah. together, one thing that would send 2020 me into a coma is that, like, how many friends that I cut off since
oh,
then.
Yeah.
Like, I can think of a solid two that come to my mind right away. But then there's obviously people from high school that it's like I kind of don't
well,
really
I don't
talk
think...
to anymore. But yeah. two, like, let's just say two specific people, like, I cut off, like, no BS. And, like, yeah. at before, or no, three. Three solid people that I cut off that I would have never
Got it.
Thought that I would have the balls to do so. And
yeah,
now it's, like,
you.
So easy. Love that.
That's good.
I don't think, like, I would agree with you in that. I wouldn't say that I cut them off, but, like, it's just, I would be shocked at
who isn't in your life.
Low amount of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely cut off three
me
people.
Too.
But there's a few people who kind of, like, faded that I was close to in high school, but now I'm, like, rekindled. Like, I ran it, like, two of them I ran into when I was at a night out. And then now we, like, started hanging out again, which is fun. But
yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, they, you know, you're like, oh, you're going to be my bridesmaid one day. And it's like, girl, you don't even talk to them anymore.
Oh, true. Yeah, there's, oh, yeah. From middle school, even, there was so many,
yeah.
like, a solid, my whole group from middle school, like, grade 9, cut off.
Yeah. I find that crazy, too. I think about it, I'm like,
middle
who
school,
do I
yeah.
literally not talk to anymore? Actually, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Who I always thought were going to be, like, in my life. Or just the way things have changed. Also, the fact that we're in third year,
yeah,
like, that's shocking to me.
Yeah.
I remember
crying when I got, like, crying tears of sadness when I got back my rejection into media production. And
oh
I was
God,
like,
I got rejected from media production, too.
And I was like, screw you, media production. I was like, damn it. But then
well,
I got
just...
into this. Then I got into sport media and I was
like,
oh my gosh, like, is it gonna, I literally was like, oh, it's gonna be like all boys, which at the time I was like, I'll say girls. So I was like, okay, fun. But like, but then I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be all boys. Like, I'm gonna be the only one. Like, I kind of had like these thoughts. And then I joined the program and I'm like, wow, I think it's like 50-50.
No, honestly, I think it's like,
it's probably like
49 girls.
Yeah, 40% girls.
There's a lot of girls.
But you go off.
A lot more than I thought. My sister used to be like, oh, there's so many boys in the program, blah, blah, blah. But same thing, like, we're in third year, but I never would have thought that I would have, like, had friends like this, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
comfortable enough to be like, just come over to your place, like, whatever, here we
yeah.
are.
Concierge lets her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concierge.
Telling each other about our esthetician people and recommending.
Oh, my God, never in my life would I thought that I would be getting lasered.
Okay, I had to change my appointment. I had to change my appointment like twice with her. I'm like kind of driving her crazy, but did you guys get in?
Well, she had responded to our DM being like,
call me,
but I have yet to call her. I was gonna call her yesterday. And I was like, it's Sunday, like, she maybe doesn't work on Sunday. So I'm like, okay, I'll call her today. Maybe Haley and I will just call her together.
Yeah, that's
so.
What I was gonna say. Yeah, let's do
oh,
that.
I call her after this, but I literally drive her nuts. I just text her. She answers right away, but I just drive her crazy. I was
I'm
like, sorry,
excited,
I thought I could come and I can't. Like, I've done that like so many times, but
yeah,
she's the best.
But it's terrible.
It's terrible.
But yeah, no, just like
my
little
bad.
Things like that. Like, that's such a joke. But like 2020 me would have been like, you're never getting that.
In
it's not gonna
university
happen
yeah
and even like the close-knit like the close-knit nature of our program kind of
yeah
everybody's
yeah
like university is so whatever but the fact that we like know our profs they know who we are
they were
is
telling
like
us on Instagram
yeah like what
it really
yeah
throws me off though because there's so many things in university that like fun fact my friend at York was stressing about like one of like she had like a bunch of essays and she's like I wasn't gonna write this essay because I'm literally getting like 100 in this class and it's only worth 10% so I just wasn't even gonna write it and first of all for me to fathom just not even submitting anything
I know
breaks my brain but
yeah
she's literally paying me to write it for her because I was like I'll do it I don't
really
care like she's like
yeah
you can do a bad job I just want to submit something and I'm like sure, and it's literally like a music class. So it's like anything you want to write about music. So I'm literally gonna be like, oh, how hip hop or Drake like changed music or something.
For
or like
for
mod. So literally she's paying me like $100.
Oh, really? When we were in high school, that was a big thing because of COVID. So like when or when we were in first year and all the grade 12s, like I was friends with a bunch of people who were like a year younger, and they didn't like the teachers didn't care because of COVID. Like they were like, nobody's coming in. Their grades were frozen. Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody submitted anything.
Nobody submitted anything. So people would literally just get other people to do their work.
Yeah.
And like pay them or whatever. Like my friend was making bang.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah.
Well, yeah, I never did that, but because I was
never,
like
doing all my work for my classes now.
Like. I never did that because my school was really weird. Like I still had class every day and my grades could go down. Like I didn't have my grades frozen.
I don't remember being told they were frozen, but I did all my stuff anyways.
Yeah.
And like I got like a very good mark.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, like I had to go log in to Zoom every day. And then it was like a normal school day, but on Zoom, like they took attendance, and if you weren't there, they call your parents. It was the same shit.
I think final thing, which you both can probably relate to, which is why it's like, I feel like this is the big dramatic reveal, is things that something that would send 2020 me into a coma is that I went on 4 vacations in 1 year. Because if you would have told me that, I didn't even think, I wasn't even allowed to go to the grocery store. Like we could not go anywhere. Nothing was open. So if you would have told me, Kiara, you went on a trip for New Year's in January, you went away in February, you went away in August, and then you went in New Year's again, I think I would have literally went in a coma.
Yeah, because we literally couldn't even, do you remember? It was like, you could interact with one household. Like people get tickets.
I know people
who got a ticket for driving in the same car. It was like $1,000, literally like $1,000.
The rules were absolutely shocking. Like I remember for Christmas, like my mom's sister, so my Zia, they're a family of 4 plus a girlfriend and a boyfriend, so 6. Literally, it was like, you can only have 10 people in your household. And they literally slept over it was for New Year's during that year. And they literally slept over and they like parked their car like down the street but like it was just so unbelievable because like nobody knew what was going on. Like the government had like not even a clue. They were going off like they were just flying by. Like they had no idea.
It was literally 5 people at one point, and there's 6 people in my family, and we were like, are you kidding me? Like what are you gonna do? Like we're gonna ditch my youngest sister and where's she gonna go?
Yeah,
like what? Literally. It was like 5 people in a household you could have, and there was 6 of us, and we're like,
sure there were
good for you. Well,
but
they meant like 5 rant, I guess, like people from whatever in a household. Yeah. Like that's like, the capacity.
Either way, we've moved so.
That was crazy.
Now Antonia's going to Paris. Haley got sick on her vacation.
Costa Rica.
I know you're like, oh, I went 4 vacations, whatever, but even like for me it's like I never would have thought I would have gone to Arizona, but I did.
None of us ever thought we were gonna like travel again.
Literally
I didn't think I was ever gonna travel
school
again.
Have a graduation.
Didn't have that. Let's hope get one for TMU. Nothing goes wrong.
No guys, because if something goes wrong I will
riot.
I will riot.
Next up, Tara Awards that are not on Zoom. Remember they had them on Zoom? And they had to like get tickets for them or something?
I was one of the audience members and I got hours for clapping at the end of every award.
I know that you guys went last year. Afterwards. I know you guys went last year and it was in person and I couldn't go for some reason, but I remember them.
They weren't hosting in person.
Oh.
But now it's, it was online. But now it's at like, it's back to normal. So it's at, I think it's a banquet hall or something like that, or whatever, one of those kind of things. My sister was like, there's an after party that you guys go to and whatever. And like last year we went to Joey's for like food after.
Yeah.
Which was actually fun in a different way. But
yeah,
I hope people in our program go.
So do I. It's just cute to see everybody dressed up. Like that's why even prom I was so upset. Like the whole asking people to go is so cute, and the whole dressing. What are you doing? The whole dressing up and seeing everybody get all cute.
Yeah.
So I had never had a dance.
Yeah.
Or a formal of any sort.
Really? You didn't have?
I had semi formal.
No, I've never.
Really?
I've never had a formal or a dance in my life. So prom was like the only thing, and then that was. through the way.
I did get asked to prom, but it was still in COVID. So it was like, we did it at my friend's house. Like, I didn't know the guy just like showed up. But I remember watching all the promposals from like the previous years. And I was like,
I know.
I was like, ugh.
Because usually they do it at the school, right?
Yeah. And I thought it was like, I wasn't dating anybody at the time. So I thought it could be cute if like one of my guy friends promposed to me.
I think I had a secure date and I was very excited to see how it went down. But
did you guys not actually do one in general?
A prom?
Yeah. Like nobody, like none of your friends.
I hosted. Like, hosted okay. No, I hosted something.
We had something in my backyard too, but it wasn't like you guys. Like it was just low key.
But I did.
my friend went all out. Shout out Carmen.
My family went all out too. I literally have pictures. Went all out for it, which so I hate saying I didn't have a prom because my family actually put a lot of effort into like my backyard, making it all pretty and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like just basically we all got dressed up for 10 minutes, took pictures, and then got.
No, we had a whole like dinner, like took photos, like her cousin had a camera and was taking photos of us, and we had a whole dinner and whatever. Oh my gosh, so nice. All the tables. Yeah, there was literally like six of us. But literally there were people. Aw. Yeah, there was a lot of you. We didn't have that. Everyone did like a split up prom. But I remember people literally saying like they're like, your prom looked better than when I actually had a prom at school. And I was like,
see, that's what people said to me too. But I was like, don't complain. You had an actual prom.
Yeah. But it's true. Cause it's like you spent it with your actual close friends rather than like just random people.
Yeah. And at the time, I think the limit or whatever was like 50 people or something. Yeah. But in like York region, but I don't live in York. Technically, I'm on the other side of the highway. So technically it was 100 at the time. So I literally had like, I don't know how many people I had.
Whatever. Fine. Everything happened for a reason. And here we are now.
Here we are, guys.
I wouldn't say that like, cause obviously we all wanted prom and what, like, you know, it would have been much better if we could have grad and come to TMU.
I think university graduation would make me satisfied that I didn't have a high school one.
Yeah. So, like, I like to say, like, everything happens for a reason and I wouldn't change anything, but maybe if you could get rid of COVID, please.
Yeah, we're just sending our 2020 selves into comas, and that makes me happy because I would have been shocked at all the things, and so would have you guys. So, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
And send us a DM about what would send your 2020 selves into a coma.
Yes, let us know in the comments down below.
Yeah.
But
nowhere.
Who would have known we would have had a podcast?
Who would have known?
We just met. Okay. We would have known.
We're gonna go book our laser appointment.
But catch us next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.